Thanks for checking out the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store, where you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for 36 months, or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks and amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So every once in a while, I tell you guys kind of what I've been hooked on listening to, music-wise, like my jam for the week. And my jam for the week has been Eric Church.
How about, hey, hey, what can I say? I'm a desperate man.
Love it. So I've just been putting Eric Church on and listening to like tons of different Eric Church.
Mr. Misunderstood.
Like I could hit so many of these, like.
Catch me around here.
Right.
When I think about you, I think about 17. Talladega, boys raised.
Bunch of good ones, yeah.
So, dude, like I could listen to Eric Church for hours.
Hometown. If I could only kill a word.
So if y'all come over to a pool party at my place, we're probably listening to this. Cool?
Sounds good to me.
You in?
I'm in.
You in, David?
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
You don't want to come over?
Well, it's not that I don't want to come over. I've just been hooked on something else lately.
Oh, not Eric Church.
Not so much Eric Church, and I ain't hooked on phonics either. I'm talking about some straight old Kanye here, man.
Kanye?
Yeah. Yeah, remember the classic Kanye from like the early 2000s?
Like,
you,
give me one.
You used to play all that down the hall. Like, Through the Wire. Remember that one?
Oh, I do. This was the first one I remember from Kanye.
Yeah, it was like his first hit.
They can't stop me from rapping Kenny. Kenny Hop.
So legit, wasn't he really rapping with a broken jaw?
Yeah, yeah, he had a car accident, a really bad one, almost died. And then he had the jaw surgery, and 2 weeks later, he's rapping about it.
That's crazy.
That is pretty wild. But you got that, All Falls Down from that same album. Remember that one?
It's not exactly Eric Church.
No.
It's a little bit different. That's the music video. It was like the point of view video where he's going through the airport. Remember that?
No. Do you remember it?
No.
Yes, that was like the end of the era where MTV actually had music videos.
I remember Talladega.
You just went back to
Back to church. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think Kanye West has ever come out with a song called Talladega. Homecoming was another big one.
I don't know any of these.
Do you
know that one?
He did that song with Chris Martin.
Okay.
From Coldplay.
I just can't picture David like
How
rolling around.
How old were you when you back then?
Oh, like 10 or 11.
Can you see David in his big truck weighing 110 pounds? Going off with some Kanye West in the background with his windows down.
I'm talking about Chantel.
Yeah, it just seems funny to me.
You remember Gold Digger?
Oh, well, everybody
well,
knows
actually,
that,
I know
one.
That one.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, one of Kelly's nicknames.
Right.
I think of Kelly every time.
I was waiting on that.
So dumb. He did Definitely Stronger. I've been listening to that, too.
That's a big one, too. That don't kill me. That's good. All right, are you done yet?
No, not
David,
even close.
Enough Kanye.
Because my absolute favorite Kanye song of all time goes back to when he did the song with Jamie Foxx and Twista, Slow Jams. Remember that
oh
one?
Oh my gosh, I do remember. Let me see if I have it. Because that was an excellent song.
I love
it. I played that song a ton down the hall.
Yeah, and you should have.
This will bring back some memories. Me and you gonna get right. That is pretty good.
Man,
if you can hang out with me or David, so it's me and Eric Church or David and Kanye.
Classic Kanye. What you going with?
Eric Church all the way.
And I hate that y'all put me on the spot, but I'm going to have to go Eric Church.
Yes! I win again!
Killing me.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
My wife and son are here.
Yeah.
And we talked about this. This sometimes makes me nervous.
They haven't been here for a second, though, and I love when they visit because they brought Nash, too.
My buddy Kai's representing Global Force Wrestling this morning on the radio. What's up?
What's up?
How are you, buddy? Can I give you what's popping? Does anybody say what's popping?
No, just know. David.
I'm going to give you a quiz real quick before we talk about what Kelly wants to talk about, okay?
Okay.
Tell me who's prettier. Carrie Underwood? Janet Kramer for your mom? Or Ariana Grande?
Ariana Grande.
All right.
Carrie Underwood?
All right.
Dang.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Hey, Kai, show David the floss.
Oh, he's really good at it.
Dang, dude, you are good at it.
You must have been playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
How much money do you think you spent on Fortnite last month?
$1,000?
More than that.
Oh.
How many skins do you have? Like 20 or 30 or something like that? What's the best one? What's the best skin you have?
Red Knight.
You like that one the best?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes Fortnite causes us to argue in the house a little bit because he doesn't want to get off of the game.
Yeah.
Or, but Dad, here's what I get. Dad, I need this skin. I'm like, Kai, it's just an outfit. I need the skin, Dad. It's the coolest one. It's rare.
Mm-hmm.
How much is it, Kai? It's only $25.
Right.
And it's basically just a change of an outfit.
Right.
And for whatever reason, sometimes we go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not me as much as my wife, who went for it yesterday.
So what'd you get yesterday?
Save the world.
Oh.
Hey, who's that girl? Some. Who's the lifeguard looking girl?
Hey.
He got that skin too.
Did you get that skin, Brandon?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Brandon was playing by himself.
Hey,
it's
skin.
It's from the season 5 battle pass.
Oh. Is that what it is? Yeah. So is your kid all about it?
Yeah, but we get in arguments about me saying, all right, dinner's ready. Hang on, because there's not a pause button on Fortnite.
It's multiplayer. You can't pause that.
No. So it's like, what we have to wait.
This is what.
Brandon is pulling up inappropriate items.
That's what? That's just CJ Parker from Baywatch.
Oh, so you're asking if that's what the skin looks like.
Is that what the skin looks like?
No, nothing like that.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It has a hat and not that kind of hair.
Oh.
Okay. You're just trying to be good for your mother, who's making a really mean face at me. That's Everybody turn to look at her. What is that face?
It means she hates you.
It's like she just stepped in dog poop.
Yeah.
All right. So Kelly had, I guess she found this thing that talks about how as parents, we argue a lot with our kids.
Listen to this study. So the average parent has 2,184 arguments with their kids every year.
That's a day.
That's just that's just average. But the most common thing that we argue about is them cleaning their plate. So Kai, I'm going to ask you some questions and you tell me if you argue with mom and dad about this stuff, okay?
Yeah.
To be honest.
Have you ever argued about, let's say you still had broccoli or something on your plate and you didn't want to eat it. Did you ever get an argument about not wanting to eat what was on your plate?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have an example like of what you didn't want to eat? Do you remember?
I didn't want to eat chicken nuggets.
You just were tired of chicken nuggets or something?
Yeah. He'd probably eat broccoli. Legit. Right. He would probably eat the broccoli first.
She makes it like, she makes the chicken nuggets like every day.
Yeah.
In the air fryer.
Yep. Daddy likes that air fryer, doesn't he?
He's Mr.
And
Honest.
Mom is leaving.
Mr. Honest.
Okay, what about not cleaning your bedroom?
You ever get in trouble
for not cleaning?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's so honest about it.
What about only wanting junk food? So like instead of dinner,
you want
like some cookies or something.
100%.
100% is what he
What's your favorite junk food?
Burger King.
Okay. All right. So what about complaining that you're full after you've barely touched your food? Have you ever like, you have a whole plate and you're still, you know, you're done and you're like, I'm full. And they say no.
No.
No, that's never happened. What about brushing your teeth? You ever argue about not wanting to brush your teeth?
Yes.
I'm going to tell our dentist.
Okay, but I'm going to brush mine like.
Okay, couple more.
When I get home.
What about trying to not go to bed when they want you to go to bed?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
We argue
all
the time.
Yes. Yes.
Kai, it's 10 o'clock. I'm not tired yet. Give me 30 more minutes.
So, Kai, it's too lit.
Yeah.
What's your favorite time to go to bed? If you could go to bed at any time, what would be your like time that you would like?
2 in the morning.
Oh, gosh, it's too late.
Yes.
He'd get tired by that point.
Yeah.
Again, this is Kai. He's my 8-year-old son, about to be 9 in September.
All right, last one. Do you ever get in trouble or argue with your mom or dad about using your phone or your games too much?
I'm out. I'm leaving.
Every day.
Leaving the
every
room.
Every single day. Oh, you said no. You are a liar.
Mr. Insincere, Mr. Unhonest. Now, he gets in trouble every day about that.
I think all of our kids do. I can't imagine he ever gets in trouble for that.
Yeah, he is a pretty sweet kid, though.
All right.
Watch this. I'm just kidding. Publicly, let's do this. I love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
Aww. Give me a hug. You want to give a shout out to any of your friends? Your neighborhood friends?
You are kind of the king of the neighborhood over there.
Are you the king of the neighborhood?
Shout out to Addie and Jax Asher and Austin.
All right, shout out right there. Kai Michael's hanging out.
Good job, Kai.
And by the way, they were playing out in a thunderstorm.
Oh, all right. Wow.
When the wind was blowing like so freaking fast.
All right. All right, buddy. Thank you.
Time to go. Okay, sorry.
Bye.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
All right, got your gossip on the latest with Demi Lovato. So we know that she had an overdose situation a couple of nights ago. There were tons of friends at her house when she just ended up passing out. She's in the hospital. They say she's recovering well, but they do believe that she's going to go straight to rehab when she gets out of the hospital, which I think is what everybody knows. Is in her best interest. Now, her family and friends and her team, according to what we've heard, did try to stage an intervention about a week ago, but she wasn't ready for the intervention. And unless you want to go along with it, sometimes that's really tough. There's audio from 911, the call that was made from her home after she went out. We'll play just a little snippet of it. There's long audio from it. But basically, the person who made the call was saying, hey, we have somebody who's not in good shape. Will you send an ambulance? And then they said, okay, the sirens are going to be going. When you see the ambulance show up, just wave it in. And they didn't want the sirens because they didn't want the attention. This is part of the 911 call from Demi Lovato's house.
I'll let you know when they're outside. You should be hearing the sirens real soon.
Wait, no sirens, please, right?
No. This is a medical emergency. I don't have control over that. And sorry about that.
Okay. I thought you were just saying that we just had to, like, wave you guys down.
Yeah, no, definitely. Wave us down. That's going to be helpful. This is definitely a medical emergency.
Just a sad story there, but it looks like Demi Lovato will go straight from the hospital to rehab.
Gotcha gossip on Nick Jonas. So apparently he and his girlfriend Priyanka Chopra are set to marry. If you don't know who she is one of the main stars on the show Quantico. Really, really pretty. But a source says they got engaged last week for her birthday. She just turned 36, which, by the way, he's 25. And apparently they were in London. And they also, there's reports that he shut the Tiffany store down in New York City just to go in and get the engagement ring.
See, look at him. He's over there looking all jealous.
But they've only been dating since May.
Wow.
So I guess when you know, but
yeah, that's it. When you know, you know.
Yeah, congratulations.
But come on.
You dragged yours out forever.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't.
I think you're doing this for attention now.
Ooh.
Is it true? Is it still true that your followers went down a little bit and then you proposed?
Oh, I haven't gotten as many likes on Instagram. I had to bump my game up somehow. Proposal's the best way.
I agree.
Jeez. Well, we got you gossip on who may exactly be Becky with the long hair. If you remember, or Becky with the nice hair.
Becky with the good hair.
Dang it.
Becky with the long
one
hair.
Of those. Becky with the long hair.
David is all up on his rap.
Anyway. So that was a line in a Beyonce song back in 2016. And basically it was saying that Becky with the good hair was the one kind of fooling around with Jay-Z while Beyonce and Jay-Z were married. Well, Amber Rose has just said that Becky with the good hair is Gwyneth Paltrow.
What?
I know. That doesn't seem right at all, does it? But they were all good friends, Gwyneth, Jay-Z, and Beyonce. Then suddenly, in 2014, we see the surveillance footage of Solange beating up on Jay-Z in the elevator. Yep. Then we hear the news that Gwyneth Paltrow's getting the divorce from Chris Martin, also in 2014. Everything kind of times up, and then they never hang out again after that either.
Weird, man.
It kind of makes you wonder, but Gwyneth Paltrow, would you have ever guessed that?
I would never guess that.
No, me
neither. She's Becky with the good hair?
Maybe. That's the rumor.
And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, I want to give a quick shout out to Kyla Owens out at St. Bernard's.
Hey, hey.
She heard us talking about some classic Kanye, and she's listening to Gold Digger this morning and gave me the props on social media.
Oh, hush.
Oh, David.
I saw her in the grocery store the other day.
Really?
It's always funny when you see somebody you know in a grocery store because I become weird.
You do.
Hey, all right, I gotta go now. See ya. See you later.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I just posted a pretty cool photo on my social media. Kai Michael, my 8-year-old son, and our dog Nash got to pay a visit. And my wife was here too, but she didn't want photos taken. But it's just cool when they come by.
It's a really sweet picture.
I like it.
Like, I really think I get a picture of he and I in the studio maybe once a year.
Yeah.
Aww.
Like, he didn't do that very much, and we never take the picture. So today it's me, Kai, and the dog. If you want to check out Nash, he's a Cavalier King Charles. He's the one who didn't get in trouble this morning. That's the reason he got to go on the trip.
Good for him.
He went to get a little treat, too.
Yeah. Did he get a puppy cone?
He did.
A puppy cone or a puppy latte?
Puppy cup or something like that. Okay.
Anyway, Brandon on KFIN on social media. I think I made my wife mad.
Why?
It happens a lot for some reason.
So, okay. So it starts off, we play the game of who's better looking. Janet Kramer, Carrie Underwood, or Ariana Grande. And he chose
Ariana Grande.
Yeah. And he didn't even like think for a second
flinch.
But then I brought up the fact that on Fortnite, he's downloaded a skin of a lifeguard. And it's a blonde lifeguard in a red outfit. I mean, what do you think they're basing it on?
And as soon as you said that, I knew you were going to pull up another picture.
Well, I just wanted you guys to have an idea of what happens when I think of lifeguards in my mind. I think about people who save lives. And who are there.
And who run in slow motion.
Well, she runs in full speed. They show it in slow motion.
You know that doesn't happen in real life, right?
Well, I mean, the thing is, Pam Anderson is always there for you.
Some people stand in the darkness, afraid to step into the light.
When I showed Kai the picture of Pam, did you see my wife's face?
Maybe.
I chose not to turn around because I was scared.
I think she really got mad.
I felt the heat roll.
Did you really? Tell the truth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think she got mad.
But I think that it was awesome, Kai's response to you.
Which was?
He really didn't care.
That blew my mind. Mm-hmm. I was like, what?
What's wrong with this kid?
It stung you a little bit, didn't it?
It hurt. I could tell.
Well, because in the 90s, like, Pam Anderson was it.
Right.
You're a lady.
For most dudes, right? Especially if you're my age.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yeah. But still.
Mm-hmm.
They were different. Tiffany was more wholesome.
Right.
And like David says, hang on. What's that song? I like my women just a little on the trashy side.
Oh, my God.
What is that song?
I don't know.
Is it?
Oh, I just know that one part, though.
Look it up. Somebody find it real quick. Because that's a song we almost have to play right now. Is it I Like My Women Just a Little, or is it I Like My Ladies? I like my ladies.
I think it's women.
I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Where they wear their hair. No.
Confederate Railroad?
Is that it?
I Like My Women a Little on the Trashy Side? Is that what it is?
Let me see if I can find it. Because that is actually one of Kelly's wedding songs.
Wow.
Oh, first dance.
That's so wrong.
Do I have it? Yeah. Is it this one right here? Let's see.
Well, I was raised in a sophisticated kind of style. Yeah, my taste in music and women drove my folks hack wild.
It's Friday. We get away with whatever on Friday.
Is that right?
Mom and Dad had a plan.
Do you remember the words?
I don't.
Let's see if we can do
it. But I like my music hot, like my women wild.
Oh!
Hey. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Too tight and their hair is tied.
Too much lipstick and too much rouge.
Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side.
Hey!
There you go. That's for David.
Thanks.